Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Jack Hardwick is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great futurists of our time. Foresight 2020 is his new book. That's just the last of 10, folks. There are sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Jack, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about some of the things that you've identified in a report that you put together of things that are in our future. You call them blockchain-enabled distributed energy. Now, I've talked to my audience. I've had some experts on the show because I am not an expert. I'm just trying to become one on blockchains, on distributed ledgers, on decentralized control, the foundation of Bitcoin. And we're still trying to get our heads around, a lot of people are still trying to get their heads around the concept of blockchains, and here you bring this energy idea.
Right. Well, this is what is so complicated.
Can you help us, before you get into energy, can you give us a little bit of your take on blockchains?
Yeah, you know, so the official definition is it's a distributed digital ledger. And people are like, well, what is that? Well, essentially, every time there is a transaction, a record is made. But today we keep it on paper primarily, or
right,
spreadsheet. Well, now what we're going to do is put a little digital tag to that. But then because the ledger is distributed, what that means is that this ledger is distributed across hundreds of millions of computers. And the reason that's so important is it can't be hacked.
Yeah.
So suddenly you have a trusted, verified record of that product, of that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. So in the case of energy, here's where it gets weird. You can now produce your own energy with solar cells or fuel cells. And instead of putting that energy back to the grid through your energy company, you can essentially tag those electrons and say, I want my electron to go to Jim Blasingame.
Talk
down
about
in
nano.
Alabama, and I can send them directly to you, and you will know that they are from me.
Right.
So suddenly, that cuts out the energy.
Like the packets in an internet transmission.
I think that's a really good way to think of it, or to help people.
So, folks, if I send Jack an email with an attached file on it, it breaks down into packets and goes over the backbone and puts itself back together, puts those packets back together on his computer, and so it sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. But I will tell you, and I heard you say it, that small business owners need to begin familiarizing themselves with the blockchain, and primarily from a supply chain perspective, that it's all about being able to trust, verify, and to have a transparent supply chain. So now Walmart, these other big companies, are going to want to know exactly how your product was produced. Was it produced in a sustainable manner? Did you use?
Right.
Did you pay your employees fairly? And all of that information can now be verified.
That was my column last week, Bob. I mean, Jack, I talked about four letters that small business owners get. Two we've already received, one quality letter and one Y2K letter back in the 90s. And what I told them is they're going to start getting letters from their big customers on sustainability and on cybersecurity,
mm-hmm,
from their vendors, like you said, or from their customers, asking them, how are you complying? We don't want you to be our weak link.
Yeah, that's right. And security is another big issue. You know, people have been talking about the Internet of Things for years, and there are real security issues around here. The blockchain can, in fact, make the Internet of Things.
When is blockchain going to be? When? How long do you think it'll be before somebody like McAfee or some of those guys start offering blockchain security technology?
I think it will be this year.
Yeah.
And I say that because IBM is already offering blockchain services, and I know that the security companies are well aware of it.
Banks are going to – one of the things I predicted last year was that banks and the financial industry and the government was going to be more involved in blockchains, and that's coming to pass this year.
Yeah, that is. I know that the banks are already formed a partnership around blockchain, and they're looking – I mean, they've said that this can help them save $20 billion.
On the offense and the defense side.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be good for their execution, and it'll minimize the exposure.
Yeah, for your listeners who are interested in this, Don Tapscott has written a book. It's called Blockchain. I forget what the subtitle is. But
I need to get him on the show, don't I?
You do. Yeah, if you can get him on, he is the man who can help.
Don Tapscott. All right, we'll check that out. But in the meantime, let's have your website, Jack.
It's now my name, Jack Aldrich. And the last name's ULDRICH.
Can they find this report, The Right Side of Game Change, on your website?
They can. Yep. Go to my blog. All of my articles are on there, and this article is right near the top.
And his 2017 somewhat tongue-in-cheek predictions are there too, folks.
Right.
Go to Jack Aldrich. CH on the end there. Go to that website.com and see what he's got to say. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Tintail, we come back. I want to talk about early onset Alzheimer's, which I'm sometimes accused of having. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.